listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuai amak padenami. Nunga di baik kamu bodang dalihan natului asamar pangidua mahami tangan mabotohon ujung jari-jari jari-jari nai martiga jangga-jangi adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsattabi amang batara guru humudul batara guru padapotan namalo mangajari jojor-jojor manuturi asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Jakarta Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province where the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consist of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two pengwal, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. ang telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as a ideocordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as a ideophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as Sir Jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir Jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singindungi, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singindungi player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michio. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk arts. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
busur panah yang kau lepaskan ke jantung hatiku. Meski kau simpan cintamu masih tetap nafasmu wangi hiasi suasana. Saat ku kecup manis bibirmu,
Apple Claret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this escampoled claret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Escampoled claret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampoled claret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol claret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of escampoled claret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Please. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik kini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Meski penuh dengan cobaan, berat bagi yang tak beriman, yakin ini sebuah ujian untuk mencapai kemenangan. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik kini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Harry Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here is Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Jumpa, namun tak sengaja berpapasan ku denganmu. Tatapan yang sama, rasanya yang lama. Namun ku kecewa, kau tak peka. Oh, telah lama ku menunggu dirimu. Coba hubungi ku, salah hatiku. Wahai kau bunga hatiku menanti dirimu. Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja. Tetapan yang sama, namun ku kecewa, kau tak peka. Hatiku berharap padamu, mencari yang tak pasti. Wahai kau bunga hatiku menanti dirimu. Bayangmu masih ada di sini.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Sapradela. Thank you for listening.
bergerak di dalam darahku ini. Seperti ku kenal, pernah ku rasakan. Waktu aku jatuh cinta, waktu hatiku tertarik. Rasanya pun begini.
Welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. National Disaster Mitigation Agency and Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency collaborate to mitigate disaster risk during Eid al-Fitr holiday. New Zealand Ambassador visit Indonesian Parliament to discuss cooperation opportunities. I am Ahmad Faisal and this is the news in details. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency and the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency in collaboration with the military and local governments are conducting weather modifications and setting up command posts to manage disaster risk during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. Andi Ramdoni has the latest.
The Director of Data, Information and Disaster Communication of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Abdul Mohari, stated on Wednesday that the agency is working closely with various partners to mitigate climate-related disasters during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. He also mentioned that according to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Indonesia is nearing the end of the rainy season but must remain vigilant for potential extreme weather in the latter part of March.
BNPB, BMKG, military, Air Force, we still conducted the weather modification operation, and together with the local government, we prepare command post at the 8 provinces in Java and Sumatra. Java, we cover all over province. Static command post and also dynamic command post to continuously monitoring the situation during the long holiday that will be coming in the next few days.
Abdul Mohari explained that the disaster agency is addressing weather-related disasters in both upstream and downstream sectors, using weather modifications to reduce rain intensity and minimize risk. The agency is also working with local governments to speed up mitigation efforts and ensure effective disaster response based on weather forecasts. Andi Ramdhani reporting.
Chairman of Commission 2 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Rifki Nizami Karsayuda, welcomed the New Zealand Ambassador to Indonesia, Philip Taula, at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Tuesday. The meeting focused on exploring various areas of bilateral cooperation between the two countries, particularly in the sectors of food security, education, energy, and trade. Rifki Nizami stated that the meeting was a strategic step in strengthening Indonesia-New Zealand relations.
Selandia Baru itu telah berinvestasi misalnya pada pabrik pengolahan susu, keju, dan yang kedua beliau...
New Zealand has made significant investments in Indonesia, including dairy and cheese processing plants. They also have a strong track record in education, with over 1,000 Indonesian students, graduates, masters, and PhD trained in New Zealand, particularly in renewable energy. Additionally, they are keen on investing in new and renewable energy sectors.
Moreover, the two parties also discussed potential investments in the development of the new capital city of Indonesia. Rifki Nizami invited New Zealand to invest in building a sustainable ecosystem in the new capital city, including hotels, hospitals, schools, and food industries, with the hope that this cooperation will bring tangible benefits to both countries. Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership opens new opportunities for micro, small, and medium enterprises. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesia has built strong economic partnerships with Japan, offering significant benefits for business owners, including micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. This was shared by the financial attaché of Indonesia in Tokyo, Leni Nurlaini, during the Indonesian MSMEs Penetrating the Japanese export market even on Wednesday. She emphasized the various trade agreements between the two countries.
Indonesia juga memiliki
Indonesia has a special economic partnership with Japan that covers liberalization, facilitation, and many other areas of cooperation. This includes the Indonesia-Japan Bilateral Economic Partnership Agreement, Asia-Japan agreements at the regional level, and even the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership.
Thanks to these agreements, Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises now have more opportunities to enter the Japanese market. The government hopes this will encourage micro, small, and medium enterprises to export more and improve the competitiveness of Indonesian products globally.
The government is focusing on boosting investment and international cooperation, especially through the development of special economic zones and Indonesia's participation in the CPTPP trade agreement. Ranoff, bring us more.
The government is focusing on boosting investment and international cooperation with special economic zone as a top priority. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartanto, met with President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace on Tuesday to discuss updates on the national economy, special economic zone development, and international economic partnership. A key highlight was the two countries' twin park collaboration between Indonesia and Fujian, China, which involves a 16 trillion rupiah investment in the Batang Special Economic Zones.
Tadi kami menyampaikan perekonomian.
Today we reported on the latest economic development, especially the special economic zones. The President mentioned he will visit the Batang Special Economic Zones this Thursday. During that visit, we'll also discuss the Twin City
Twin Parks collaboration with Fujian to boost industrial investment in Batang.
The government is also developing the Nongsa and Singhasari Special Economic Zone. In Nongsa, there are plans for expansion and the addition of data centers. While Singhasari has already opened King College with Queen Mary University joining soon. President Prabowo also stressed the importance of optimizing people, business credit and continuing effort for international cooperation, including agreement with the Eurasia Economic Union and Indonesia membership in CPTPP. The CPTPP is a trade agreement between Pacific countries to help